today, myself and members of the Democratic Green Party of Rwanda went to the National Electoral Commission to submit our candidature for the presidency of the Republic of Rwanda for the July 2024 presidential elections. But we also submitted candidatures for parliamentary candidates. So the event went quite well, although they say that there were an important document I did not carry, which regards not having other citizenship. So for that, previously I had Swedish citizenship. I renounced it in 2017 when I stood for the first time for the presidency. So I thought that I don't have to submit that again since I'm no longer a Swedish citizen since 7 years ago. But they say that I'll need to submit that once again. The second thing they said was an application letter for the presidential candidature, which was not among the requirements, but not a problem. I'll submit that tomorrow. So I would say that 99% the event went well.
Let me understand. The Elections Commission chairperson was questioning the lack of a letter from you applying for what? Submitting your citizenship?
No, it's they said a letter applying for submitting a candidature. That's what they said, that I should have applied to the letter. But among the requirements that we had, that was not among the requirements, but they mentioned that. So it's a simple thing, just writing a letter. I'll do that tomorrow. So the other thing was proof that I don't have another citizenship. So I don't think that I had to give that proof because I'd given that proof to the National Electoral Commission 7 years ago when I stood for presidency in 2017. So, but she said that I need to do that again. Well, not a problem. I still have the documents. I'll give them tomorrow.
What are you putting forward? What are you telling the people of Rwanda? Why are you running for president?
We are running for presidency for several reasons, but first is to make sure that everyone has something to eat, that everyone has the food on the table. We want to make sure that we solve the problem of food insecurity, because our country is still importing food from outside the country. We are importing rice from Bangladesh, from India, from Tanzania and elsewhere. So I need to make sure that my country has enough food for everyone. Secondly, I need to also make sure that I solve the problem of unemployment. We have unemployment rate now at 22% for the youth. We also need to improve our security situation. As you know, that Rwanda is surrounded by several countries which have been threatening to attack our country. Even though we've had aeroplanes from Congo. So we need to improve our security, but by promoting the peaceful means of conflict resolution. At the moment, we have our border with Burundi closed. So I need to make sure that we cannot have any border crossed with our neighbors.
Mr. Habineza, you know that opposition leader Victoire Ingabire is not allowed to participate in this election. Now, what are your chances?
I am the opposition leader actually in Rwanda because my party is the first party that won parliamentary elections for the first time after almost 30 years. We entered Rwandan parliament as the first opposition party, and my party had three parliamentarians. We have two members of parliament and one senator. So we are the biggest opposition party in parliament because other parties are in the ruling coalition. So the lady you have mentioned, she's a opposition person, but she doesn't have a registered political party. My party is regularly registered since 2013. So we are the legitimate opposition party, and I'm the opposition leader.